خب we are talking about آفتاب و مهتاب. ברכת הלבנה. So מנהג בני ספרד להמתין לברך ברכת הלבנה שיעברו שבעה ימים שלמים. Right, the ספרדים wait. According to מחבר. סימן תקף וב סעיף דלת. עד שיעברו שבעה ימים שלמים ממולד הלבנה. Right, so the Sephardim wait still 7 complete days after the renewal of the Molad of Levana. Why? According to Pshat, because then the illumination, the light is substantial. Not before that, it's smaller. And it's also Alpi Kabbalah, I guess Svirot. So that's why, right, that's what the Mechaber says the following. Ein מברכין ברכת הלבנה עד שיעברו שבעת ימים עליה. מחבר says, you do not say ברכת הלבנה, אין מברכין. עד שיעברו שבעת ימים עליה. ומכל מקום, במדינות מסוימות, but you know, it says, this is not the מחבר. It says, like, in places, בחוץ לארץ, שמצויים שם הרבה עננים בימי החורף. That during the summer, winter time, it's a lot of time it's cloudy. V'yesh lachush, shem, if they would wait, they're going to lose it. Right? So yivarchu lechatchila, so then lechatchila, you could say the bracha la'achar shloshamim. So that doesn't include really, doesn't include LA. Because here usually we are not, it's not cloudy. But on the East Coast, for sure, this is an issue. וכתב בספר מגיד מישרים. What is מגיד מישרים? The מלאך המגיד would talk Friday night to מרן שולחן ערוך. And then he wrote מגיד מישרים. So he told him, כתב בספר מגיד מישרים, שאמר לו המלאך המגיד למרן שולחן ערוך, רבנו יוסף קארו, שאין מברכים על הלבנה, עד שיעברו עליה שבעה ימים. Right, and he explained it to him why. Right, the מלאך מגיד מישרים, told Rabbi Yosef Karo, why to wait 7 days? He says, לפי שכוחות החיצונים מתדבקים למטה בהתחדשותה, that in some negative energies, they stick to the Levana when it gets renewed. You say always at the beginnings you have Tohu Vavohu. Ma'aseh Bereshit also. First you have Tohu Vavohu and then there is Ma'aseh Bereshit. So here, when the Levana is with Chadeshet, the first 7 days, so the Malach HaMagid told Rabbi Yosef Karo. So he says, לפי שכוחות החיצונים מתאפגים למטה בהתחדשותה. ולכן צריך לעבור עליה שבעה ימים. That's why we have to wait 7 days, that you know, all those negative forces are removed. ועל ידי כך הם נפרדים ממנו, אבל אם היו מברכים קודם שבעת ימים, שעדיין כוחות החיצונים דבקים בה, לא היה כוח בנו להפרידם. If it was before 7 days, right, the Budim Arabim Kodesh Bachol. Okay, again, it's another Kabbalistic reason that the Lechatchila to wait 7 days before, right, before, after the Molad, to wait 7 days for Birkat HaLevana. And we know that Birkat HaLevana, Am Israel is considered to the Levana, to the moon that is a smaller one, right? The Midrash says, Umot ha'olam zar'o shel Esav monim et hashanim lefi hachama. So the non-Jews, they count the years, etc., according to the sun. Shei gedola, bigger one. Ve'lo am Yisrael monim lefi ha'levana. We count to the yareach. And they said, and the Midrash says, right? Umot ha'olam, that they take credit to themselves, that the sun has its own light. But Israel, yud'im u'makirim, she'en lehem mishalehem. But we realize whatever you have, every breath, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that the Levanam takes its light from the Chama. So, you see, the Umot HaOlam, it says, Umot HaOlam, the Chama, the sun, you see it during the day, at night you don't see it, right? But the Levana, it's always a sin, day and light. That is, right, and also by, there is no Hidchatshut by the sun. You have Hidchatshut by the Yareach. Sefer HaTodah, my first Rebbe's father, Sefer HaTodah says, Shken Hidchatshuto shel HaYareach, Siman LeYisrael, Shelo Yichbe Nero LeOlam Vaed. So you have to realize that the moon, the renewal and the rejuvenation of the moon, it's Klal Yisrael, that we always have hope. Always, right, there is rejuvenation. We said, like even Basarai says, Achare Beloti, Haitali Edna, Va'atidim Liyutchadesh, Ulechadesh Kenesher Neurehem. So that's why it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem is Hidchatshut. Renewal. Every day, it's a new day. So Rabban Gamliel Omer, Kemo Sherashe Chodashim Mitchadshim U'mitchadshim Ba'olam HaZeh, Kach Yiyu Yisrael Mitchadshim U'mitchadshim La'atid Lavo. That the Jews are going to be, is going to have a rejuvenation. And Baruch Hashem, that you know, we live in a generation that we witness that. That how Klal Yisrael, Mamash, you know, you know, we cannot get ourselves used to this. Right? Every day we say, Baruch Hashem, Mekabetz, Nidchei Amo Yisrael, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our generation has brought, this is the best rejuvenation, brought back all the Shiftei Israel to Eretz Israel. Mekabetz, Nidchei Amo Yisrael. And it's mamash, it's hope and rejuvenation that, you know, it's going to be Ezrat Hashem soon. Lead to Biat HaMashiach, who knows, maybe I'll stay there and you guys also come with Ezrat Hashem. Rabbi Chananya ben Arashah Omer, what's up? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael lefichach.